everyone.
What's going on, fellas?
What's going on? Anthony, this is relevant to what I'm about to show. Can you show everyone what you're currently eating right now?
Yeah, what's on the camera, bud?
Oh, yes. Currently, I have...
What's below the camera?
I have a burger right here, you know.
Hmm, okay. And what are you going to do to that burger? Okay. Well, that's a great segue because I don't think you know this, but I have a fun little video I'd like to share with the world, and I think it's relevant to the situation. So let me go ahead and pull that up real quick.
Thought I was feeling you. I'm about to bunch on you.
What do you have to say for yourself, Anthony?
Oh my god, bro.
Oh, hell no, man. What the fuck, man? Get your ass on, bro. Get your goddamn ugly ass on.
Oh my god, bro.
Oh, hell no, man. What the fuck, man?
You know.
Why don't you here, Anthony? I want you to defend yourself. What do you have to say? What do you have to say about that?
It was good.
I'm about to munch on you. You thought I was feeling you?
Yeah, it was good. I was rizzing up the Chick-fil-A sandwich, dog.
Hold on, I need to find this.
Okay.
Yep. Here we go. Make sure I don't pull up one of the memes that are not good.
You should.
That's my reaction to it.
Oh my. There's no way you're wearing the same thing.
Hey, that's you. That's in and out. You just. Come on, buddy. Give us your live reaction right now. Because I'm not going to lie, when you said that to me, my first reaction was like this.
No, did he send you the same video?
Yeah, he did. I took a photo, maybe even a video. I just was like this. Silent for like 5 seconds, like what?
What was that? Man? Oh, that was the whole point. It was to make all the boys cringe. It was the whole point of the video. It was great.
Well, you just made our audience cringe too. So let's jump into this. We have a great episode coming up. We're going to be diving into a little bit of fantasy. Then I was just on vacation in Seattle and went to a Hawks game. So I'll share a little bit of my experience there. We'll jump into a little bit of what happened this week in football. Finally, we'll wrap it up with a power rankings and a roundtable of reviews on who's going to win what game. So let's jump into this.
Did someone.
Green 18, red 48. Settle down. Wide 80, sit hut.
Colts at Patriots in Germany? Ah!
I didn't know I was in Germany. Oh my god.
Oh, and then I got some schmin and schmout. For those who don't know what I'm talking about, in and out. It was great. Velcroed me. There it is. Yep. So they.
Man,
let's keep this up for a second. All right, there's a lot going on.
All right. What a disaster class of an intro.
Well, yeah.
And first 7 minutes that was. But yeah, we're here.
But we're here.
Surviving.
We're here.
Happy. Technically, this is Thursday for everyone listening. Thursday morning. Happy Thursday morning.
Go Rams, baby. I need Cooper Kupp and Matthew Stafford to go crazy.
Don't need the Rams winning. I actually am rooting for them to lose for the first time in a long time. Mm-hmm. We'll jump in a little bit into that later, but first, let's cover a little bit of fantasy. And I want you to explain how the toilet bowl works. Because for those who don't know, we every year, the last few year at least, run a thing called the toilet bowl. And what that is it's basically the inverse of a playoffs. And the player or team that loses out through those 3 weeks of football has to do the punishment. So it's not the worst record. It's the worst team basically over the last few weeks. So
correct. So let me start off. Stay on this page, Keaton. So we play on the app of ESPN for fantasy football.
ESPN messes up the toilet bowl for some reason. We don't really know why. We tried fixing it in the past. It hasn't really worked. So we always have to manually figure it out ourselves, which Diego does like with ease within a few minutes, which is no big deal. So in this case, I was actually not going up against Isaac here. I was actually going up against John. And so John and I were going up against each other. And on when it shows for John is that he was going up against Mitchell. Mitchell is going up against Isaac. And then Keaton and Eamon, they are the bottom two teams. So they had bye week this week. Just like if you were in first or second place, right? You would get a bye week. So
inverse of
reversed. Yep. So basically that was kind of it. As y'all can tell from John's score right there, 73 points. Ouch. And DBB.
Broadway Joe is not too Broadway.
That's our commissioner.
That's our commit.
This guy out here. Who the boogies these guy?
No, let's go down to my team. There was a lot of highlights this week for me. I really, really needed this. So Jordan Love met his projection. Aaron Jones went a little under, but that's fine. Ty Chandler popped off. That was great. Fuck Alexander Mattison. No one fucking start that bum. Devontae Adams did something this week. That was great. Jalen Waddle popped off. Thank you, Tyreek Hill, for not playing in the game. Dallas Goedert under projected, but he's a tight end. I'm not really expecting too much from a tight end unless if it's Travis Kelce, right? Zay Flowers,
what a game.
What a game for him. But that was the weird thing, too. Lamar only threw to Isaiah Likely, and that was it. He didn't even throw to Odell, really. Zay Flowers got a total of two targets, one catch for almost 2 yards. And then Dolphins defense did great, you know. They're consistently putting up 20-plus points for the past 4 weeks now, which is actually absurd for a defense. Kicker, whatever. But, yeah, so that was my team. They did very well. I was very, very happy about that. John's team really just
– sucked.
Which sucks, though, because, honestly, I'm not going to lie. John's team is really good, and I was so nervous going
His kicker is a free agent.
Oh, yeah. So they got rid of him, I guess, last second. Like, he was out before the game started. So,
oh, God.
I don't know what the hell he was thinking there.
What?
Yeah.
On Tuesday. Okay, he had plenty of time. Wait.
John was the bum.
December 19th, they waived him yesterday.
Yeah, it's because he was out. They didn't start him.
Oh, I see.
So, here's the thing, too. Realistically, like, John is
dead. It wouldn't matter.
Well, it doesn't. I'm talking in general, though. Like, John's a playoff team. Like, he has a playoff team for sure. But his team just underperformed this week, and it's honestly just unfortunate for John. So now, for the viewers that don't know what's happening, at least in the toilet bowl era, going on right here. So, since I beat John and Isaac beat Mitchell, Isaac and I are now safe from reaching last place, basically, which means no matter what, even if Isaac
safe from punishment.
Yes.
They're out. Basically out.
Week, it does not matter because we don't have to do the punishment. We are safe. We're not getting last place. So now this week, what I believe it is Keaton is playing John.
I play John.
And
Eamon plays
Mitchell. So those are the bottom four teams now. And no matter what, like I said, Isaac and I are now safe and we don't really have to touch this app ever for the rest of the season unless we want to know.
Keaton, before you leave, go back.
Oh, sorry.
Are my eyes deceiving me, or does Foreman have negative 0.6 points?
Yep, he got negative 6 points.
Negative 0.6.
Deontay Foreman had negative 0.6
points. And his kicker had negative 1 point.
I don't know if I've ever seen a running back start and finish the game with negative 0.6 points. Did he play or did he get hurt?
I don't know.
Who knows? He's a Falcons player. They lost to the Panthers.
What a dogfight this game was, though, between Zach and T. Blue in the playoffs.
Is he on the Falcons?
I don't know. Whatever. Bears.
I don't think he is.
He's on the Bears.
Lions, Tigers.
He's on the Bears.
Let's talk anyway. About this.
This was a freaking.
So I'll fast forward to Monday night, right? I think our projections are 52% me winning, 48% him winning. If you don't know, fantasy kind of gives you like a projection of who they think is going to win based on projections. I was supposed to win 52% of the game, if that makes sense. Anyways, we go on a Monday night, and I'll explain everything, but Monday night happens. The first quarter, Jalen Hurts rushes for a touchdown. He is now projected to win the game 60%, and I'm at 40%. The game keeps going. It's kind of consistent. I'm really worried. It comes down to the last drive. Scroll up just a little bit, Keaton.
Keep in mind, Zach, by the way. Sorry.
I think.
Keep in mind real quick. You only had your kicker left, right, too, right, by the right. way. And T. Lou had A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts. Let's just keep that in mind throughout this entire thing, all right?
Right. So I had 133, and he had 128 going into the final drive, where Jalen needed to throw up a prayer, basically, to try to get them into field goal position, and he did. He did. He threw up a prayer to the one guy I didn't want him to throw it to, and it was A.J. Brown. When he threw that ball, I was shitting fucking bricks. Shitting bricks.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you would have lost. Wow.
I would have lost. I would have lost because it was like a 40-yard bomb. He throws it. He underthrows it. They end up picking it off. It was awesome. So I ended up winning.
Julian Love. However,
let's just, I guess, roll down this whole list of players on both teams just because I kind of want to give some shout-outs on his team, too. So I was really worried because, obviously, my best player is on the bench, Tyreek Hill. He had an ankle injury, which is never good. And it was kind of his decision. He didn't want to play on it right beforehand. So I had to throw in Odell, which was a horrible idea. He had 2 points. Matthew Stafford has been slowly creeping up the quarterback ranks these last like 4 to 5 weeks. He's averaging probably like 20. So he's been really solid. Jahmyr Gibbs might be a league winner. Alvin Kamara has been really solid. Cooper Kupp, again, I think the last 2 weeks has 25 points in both the games, roughly. So he might be a league winner as well. Yep. So it's really Jahmyr Gibbs and Cooper Kupp. Odell took a poop, which sucks because if you look at my bench, scroll down just a little bit. Yep. You can see Noah Brown, who I literally just picked up, and he's been really consistent when he plays as well. So that's going to be a decision I have to make this upcoming week. And then, I don't know, the rest of my players, you know, they kind of just did an average. Defense, yeah. Raheem Mostert did really well. He could be a league winner as well. Jake Elliott did decent. And then we go to his team, right? So I was up, I think, like, I want to say 40 going into the last game. So going into Monday night's game, I was up 40. I had the kicker, and he had Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown. Maybe I was up 35, actually. I think I was up 35. That would make more sense. I was up 35. So who really kept him in the fucking game was Terry McBride, which really shocked me because they were going up to the Niners. Trey. Thank you. Trey McBride. He was destroying Fred pretty much the whole game. Fred had a really bad game. So he kept him in. Shout out to him. And then the Colts defense, that killed me as well. Kyren, I knew he was going to do really well, but I mean, he came really close. This was a nail biter. And the funny thing is, right before they had their last drive, actually, it was, I believe, in like the third quarter, he was supposed to beat me. He had like a 58 to 42 projection. And he calls me. And he's like, dude, like, low key, I've been like shitting myself about this game. I'm like, really? He's like, dude, like, that touchdown just helped a lot, I feel like, for me. And I was like, dude, I know, like, it's so close. He's like, watch Jalen throw a pick trying to hit A.J. Brown deep. Tyler literally said this, called it, and then threw the pick. And he texted me. He's like, dude, I literally called that dot, dot, dot. And he ended up losing because of it. But, now, yeah, it was a solid game. And now I get to play Alex, who, shout out to Alex. He's been really good in this league. I think his team is pretty good. It kind of sucks, though. I will say that they give second place. And when I say they, ESPN, go to the playoff bracket, actually, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
I'll show that real quick.
Might be here.
Yeah, here we go. So Alex, who's Bijan Mustard, he was first in the West Division, and Diego was first in East Division. But the tiebreaker for playoffs is points four, and I had a higher points four than Alex did. And if you look at our teams, we both were 8-6, right?
Yeah.
So that was kind of tough because he got the bye. I didn't. Now I'm playing him. He has a pretty solid team. It should be a good battle. So I'm excited for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Ant, before we move on, you said you wanted to add something.
Yeah, so I forgot to share with you guys that I am currently in my Dynasty League. I'm currently headed into the semifinals.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Pretty Let's exciting. Go. Pretty exciting stuff. I'm going up against a team that is definitely beatable. There's only three players, maybe four, that I'm worried about that are on this team. But other than that, though, I think I can pull it off, which would be nice. And in my Yahoo League, I am headed into the championship this week. So we'll see how it goes.
Oh, yeah. How much would you win in both those leagues?
The Yahoo one, I don't know. If I win in this Dynasty one, I will be in the range somewhere around 800.
That would be really nice.
That's so much in and out.
That's like a week's worth
for him. Yeah. It's one animal style fry.
And he just pulls the fry out of the bag.
Whatever. My fantasy team was on bye week, obviously, as Anthony explained, since I was the 11 seed. So I didn't really care about fantasy this week, which was nice because I, in good timing, was going to the Seahawks game. And went to Seattle for 4 days. Fantastic time. Went to a Kraken game, my first ever Kraken game. Well, that was Saturday. And then the Seahawks game I went to was supposed to be on Sunday, but that got moved to Monday because the NFL was like, this would be a better game than the Chiefs Patriots. So this game gets moved to Monday night. I took this on my phone.
Was it raining?
It was dumping for the first like hour.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it was dumping pretty good. This was like down on the, I don't know, five rows back near the 50-yard line. So then this was from my view. This was the ESPN Monday night guys. And so you could see Stephen A. You could see Robert Griffin, you know, whoever that is, whoever Marcus these Spears. Guys are. Yeah. Mark Spears.
Ryan Clark.
Yep. So then that was I think this is a better picture of like the rain early on in the game.
Yeah, that's a cool picture.
So it was really fun. And then I had this, my mom, shut up moms, hooking up. This was from the suite. I think this was like going into the third quarter and they had ran these like blue lights and everyone had their phones out. This was sick. I didn't take a lot of like videos of the game itself just because I was trying to just soak it in the moment. And obviously the game was so nuts that it was hard to like pull up my phone and take some time. A lot of Eagles fans there.
Were there?
Yeah, there was.
Were they talking too?
I guess
you probably weren't really close to them, huh?
Well, no, because I was on the Eagles side.
Oh, true, true, true.
So where I was at was the Eagles side. Well, obviously, so since the game was supposed to be Sunday, all the Eagles fans were there Sunday, kind of waiting for the game. And so when me and my mom went to Pike Place, man, they were everywhere. Because obviously, you know, it's like, well, we're here an extra day. We're gonna tour. And so they were all down that strip. And so, you know, it was kind of fun to joke around with them and interact, but most of them kind of kept to themselves. It wasn't until the game that you'd start getting those Eagle fans that were chirping, you know, go Eagles. Yeah. So the game starts, man. Okay. I have been very critical of this team for months, basically since the season started. And going into this game, I mentally needed this win. Like, I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself if we lose another game. Five straight games.
Yeah, we talked about it on the pod last week.
Yep. And so this game's kind of back and forth. Like, it starts really bad. Our defense gives up a quick touchdown. We go down. We score a field goal. They get the ball back. They score another touchdown. Then we score a touchdown. And at this point, it's 10-17. And going into half, and all of a sudden, our defense clamps, dude. Shout out Julian Love, Jamal Adams, bum, absolute bum, was out with, I don't know, some injury. Hopefully he never steps on a football field again. Because Julian Love against the Niners had an interception and a forced fumble.
Mm-hmm.
Julian Love against the Eagles had two interceptions, including two of the biggest plays of our entire season.
This guy has been
a baller all season. So this is for us. This was the turning point of the game. All right. Well, this was the turning point.
Sick, dude.
So we go down the field and just some frustrating plays happened, and we ended up kicking a field goal in like 10 minutes left in the fourth. And now it's 17-13. Well, at this point, you know, it's kind of like, okay, we can't give up a score. Like a score might kill this game for us. Our defense needs to continue this. And very quickly, I think it was like three plays. They had like a 20-yard gain on each of these plays. Jalen Hurts was running all over the field.
Mm-hmm.
He hadn't thrown a great game, but he was just, I don't know, he was coming in the clutch. So he decides to take a deep shot to AJ Brown, I want to say, or it was Devonta Smith, one of the two, I don't remember who, against Julian Love, our strong safety. And Julian Love was not having any of it. So this is the play that ensued. Just airs it out, and Julian Love just reads it perfectly. Now, granted, in looking at the video, he did grab the jersey, but I feel like that's such a ticky-tacky call because he got the head around. He had the jersey, but he looking around the whole time, and he intercepted the ball.
And so the wide receiver made no case. He literally ran off the field.
Yep, so that play happens, and we're going crazy. Immediately, our offense goes three and out, and I go, oh, my God, there's no way this is going to happen again. Eventually, somehow, we get the ball back with a minute and 43 left, and we're only down by four. And so I'm sitting in here like, okay, there's an opportunity here. We might be able to win this game, yada, yada, yada. The whole crowd's kind of murmuring and buzzing. You know, everyone for this whole season has just watched this team come really close and then not get it done. And obviously it's Drew Lock, so you don't know what you're going to get. But at this point, he had a decent game. And so this was the throw where everyone was like, holy shit, we might have a chance. And this is a 3rd and 10 throw with 38 seconds left. I mean, this had to be perfect.
Bah.
Look at this. Look at Ethan Bradbury and I don't know. I'm not going to name your name. No name.
Not Ethan.
Oh, James Bradbury. Sorry. whoops.
Shout out Ethan, though.
Shout out Ethan. And yeah, James Ethan Bradbury Gregor. In coverage. And dude, I mean, this couldn't have been a better look at that. I mean, you couldn't have teed that up any better. That is like
off the back foot, too.
That is a generational type. Like, I don't even mean this to stroke Drew Lock's ego, because sometimes he can frustrate me. That is one of the best passes I've ever seen him make, and I think it's the best pass in his career. Now, immediately he followed it up with this.
I don't know. Yeah, I was about to say.
Well, the game. I think that was the best throw, because when he threw this, Jackson Smith and Jigba had to make the effort to make this catch. But
this game-winning pass is nuts.
So that DK Metcalf throw was on 3rd and 10, and then so was this. We a few more plays, 33 seconds left, down by four. This is where, I mean, I'll play the clip. Drew Lock steps back, throws an absolute dart to JSN against Bradbury again. Touchdown. We score up by.
Hey, low key though, Debo was right. Bradbury is trapped.
Bradbury was getting ham hocked all night, dude.
We were on him destroyed this year.
Anyway, so that happens. And then, right, we're all buzzing. I wish I had gotten a video, but the crowd was so electric and the environment was so loud. On the windows of the suite, you could literally see them wobbling.
No shot.
Because there was so
That's actually like, kind of epic.
It was wild. I mean, the whole place. You couldn't even hear yourself think. At this point, my voice is gone.
Did they have the decibels available for you to see at all?
Okay, so this play right here. What's the record? I think like
112 or something like that?
I think it's 112. They were running the decibels for the whole fourth quarter. This play right here. I will point out, this was the play of the game, the play of the season. The decibel meter on this thing was reading 108.
Yeah, that's wild.
This place, that you literally couldn't, you could not hear yourself.
Yeah.
So Jalen Hurts steps back. So
this was the play that I was talking about for everyone that
this heard is where Zach's about talking about. Yeah. 11 seconds down by three. You got to heave it. Now, Nick Sirianni just came out and said that he intentionally threw this ball. He called this play to try and get a defensive pass interference. A defensive pass interference guarantees them, and he did say this on camera, a defensive pass interference guarantees them that they would be able to make a field goal with Jake Elliott. So no matter what, this could have gone bad for Zach. But this is
what happened. No, I had Jake Elliott.
That's right. That's right. Well, this is what happened. He heaves it downfield. Artie Burns, playing for injured Devin Witherspoon, struggled all year, comes in, plays great defense, and Julian Love just comes. Julian Love comes out and makes a perfect read again.
Yeah.
Four turnovers in eight quarters of football.
Where's he from?
New York. We picked him up on like off waivers from New York, and he has played amazing.
Is he young?
And he's like 27, but he's going to start. There's no way Jamal Adams should start a football game again.
Do you have the slow-mo of this video?
Yeah, I can. I do.
Dude, it's actually insane.
Here.
The cornerback that you're talking about, I forget his name, literally helps him catch the ball.
Artie Burns. Yeah.
Yeah. Like he's not catching this. Like his momentum's going to take him out.
And he his knee was up in the air. And so,
yeah,
this is a pretty good look.
I mean, just to drag your toe right there.
Right there. That is
insane. Yeah.
And then he gets
like, look at the amount of green that you could see come up. It's like that.
It's minimal. Nothing. Luckily, the ref called it a catch.
Uh-huh.
If they didn't, I mean, you know, game over. But there was a point when, you know, the suite we were in had some higher-ups in it. The CEO of Eddie Bauer was in there.
Really?
That's so cool. That's
with
so
his
cool.
family. He was really cool. And then the CEO of a company called Sanmar, which is like the largest apparel company. So like let's say you work for a construction company and you need like 150 construction shirts. You reach out to a company like my mom works for or Yaya's mom works for. Chances are the stuff that they're getting comes from Sanmar, right? They have like wholesale shirts, huge company, massive. And shout out them. They own the suite and they hooked us up with the tickets. The second everyone left and it was just me and my mom, you know, we're the true dedicated fans. We have every reason to be there. All these fans are walking out of the suite and I go to like the end of the suite where I can see everybody because there's no like front glass. And I look down and I go, let's fucking go. And I flex and I'm like, just going, I'm screaming at the top of my lungs and all these Seahawk fans start cheering too, like walking up and this guy comes up and he's like, yeah, baby, let's go. And he starts slamming on the glass where I'm at. And so I stick my hand out of the glass and I'm like, yeah, let's fucking go. Let's go.
That's awesome.
We were nuts. And then me and my mom, we just like, we literally sat in that suite for like 45 minutes after the fact.
Just taking it in.
My mom drank like two glasses of wine. We watched the Jackson Smith and Jigba like interview from across the stadium.
Yeah, post-game interview.
Which was kind of cool because that doesn't happen live. I found out it literally was pre-recorded. Like they interviewed him. And then like 2 minutes later, then they like you could see him walking away and it was still in commercial break. And then they ran that interview. Yeah, it was kind of interesting
at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. Yeah. Okay.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So that happened. Game was electric. Seattle jumps into an opportunity now where
wild card, maybe,
you know, because we lost two games to Rams. If we had lost this game, technically we're three games down from a wild card spot, and winning this game puts us a tiebreaker away from the Rams. And so I think, I don't know. It was a really great game. Glad I got to go. Go Hawks.
Who's it Drew between Locke. Now? Rams, Seahawks, Rams, Vikings?
It's Ram. No, because we're out of the playoffs. It's Eagles, Rams, and it's Eagles, Rams, Eagles. And Vikings, I want to say.
Yeah.
Oh, Seahawks are out of the playoffs?
We've been out of the playoffs for like 4 weeks now. Since that Rams loss, it's...
I didn't even notice, honestly. I have not really been paying attention on like all that crap yet.
So that, I mean, just an electric environment.
That's something
I need to buy tickets to go next year, but honestly, really thankful. Shout out Sam.
Both games were really, really electric.
I know.
Like, you really couldn't have asked for a better weekend besides obviously the Kraken winning.
Perfect. Yep. It was literally a perfect weekend, in all honesty.
That's so awesome, man.
That was great. Shout out Drew Locke. I know he's watching now. So thank you for saving.
Before you continue or before we go on. I don't know if you saw this, but there was a camera right in Drew Locke's face. Maybe you're pulling up right now. Okay, no. You're pulling up the power.
Oh, no, no. No, I can.
There
I
was
can
a pull. Camera. I don't know if there's
yes,
a video of this.
Yes, put that.
This video was so funny, bro. Drew Locke has a camera in his face, and he's like, where's Jalen? Where's Jalen? Where's Jalen? They can't find him. He goes, maybe he's sick. And he just walks away. I'm like, dude, you're such a dog.
Oh my God.
On a great catch by Jackson Smith and Jigba.
You know, I will say we're going to jump into power rankings real quick, but Drew Locke is one of the rare breeds where it doesn't matter who where he is on the field. He thinks he's the best player on that field and he plays that way.
He's cocky and everyone likes him. Always rooting for him.
Put that shit on, motherfucker. Put it on.
And then he got scared of DK.
I know. I saw that.
I can't believe that, though. He said, maybe he's sick, bro. That's so hard. When I first saw that, I was like, all right, Drew Locke, you just gained a fan, man.
Let's jump into power rankings. So,
all right. Lots and lots of changes here.
Yep, like the Patriots being at number one. Right, guys?
This one's going to be crazy.
Yep.
Niners. Okay.
So, I'm thinking, I'm thinking Ravens go like this. That's our top four.
I agree with that.
San Francisco, Ravens, Dallas.
Wait, no.
Yes. Do you want to replace these?
No shot.
We can replace that.
Dallas just lost 31-3 to Buffalo.
True. Yeah, but they always have one of those games.
I don't even think Miami's third. Hold on. Scroll down.
You don't think Miami is third?
Well, what are you looking at then? I mean,
yeah.
It's not Detroit.
Put the Eagles at five. Put the Eagles at five.
Eagles are five, man. Eagles dropped three straight.
I think they dropped more. I think the Lions are better than the Eagles.
I think you might be right. Well, okay, so here's the question. Do we replace three and four?
No.
Get the Browns out of there. Get the Browns out of there.
No. I like Miami.
I didn't necessarily mean to put that in there.
I like Miami at three. I like Dallas at four. Well, I think the Lions are better than the Eagles, but worse than the Cowboys.
I think
Miami is better than both those teams.
Before we go into placement real quick, okay?
Mm-hmm.
First off, are the Browns in there? Yes or no?
The Browns are in the top 10.
Okay. They're close. One, two, three.
No, they did win.
Yeah, okay. Keep them down
there. There's three actual spots and one honorable mention. Let's pick four teams. Just put them in the honorable mention. Rank them from there. So I think the Rams, the Bills, the Chiefs, and... Mm-hmm. See, that one's tough, though, now. No.
It's not the Vikings.
Low-key, though, the Bengals.
The Bengals are there, man. They're in a playoff spot.
You know what? Hang on. Put the Bengals in the...
Here we go. No. We need to go Jaguars. But here's my issue.
Yeah, I was about to say. Never mind. Excuse me. They lost, though. Right?
I know.
They're 8-6. Oh, my God. Three teams in that conference are 8-6, fellas. Jaguars, Colts, and Texans are tied.
I want to put Denver in there, man. They've been hot.
No, they lost yesterday, though, or last week.
They did.
Did they?
They did.
Here's one thing. I watched no football.
Okay.
Didn't watch any football.
Okay. Real quick, makes sense.
You guys are driving this.
Let's put it this way, all right?
Yeah, they lost 42-17 to the Lions.
Zach. Never mind.
Zach,
that's right. Hang on. Oh, that was our Saturday game.
Three teams. Can we all agree that these three teams can actually be on the board and not on honorable mention?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's start with that.
Okay. Well,
so, you know what? I think I have a completely different order.
Okay. Go.
I think it goes Lions 5, Bills 6, Eagles 7, Chiefs 8.
But that's tough because, but the Eagles have dropped three straight and the Bills have won two straight.
Kansas City has looked bad for like 4 weeks in a row.
Kadarius Toney. Holy moly.
He's a sell.
That guy.
I don't know if the Rams can be in our top 10 yet. I kind of like them at our honorable mention.
I can see him in our top 10.
I feel like they're an honorable mention.
If you guys want, if you guys both honorable mention, then sure. But I think there are at least 10.
I could see him an honorable mention.
I don't think we should put any AFC North team in there. Unless we're putting them in honorable mention. There's three teams tied. They're all not playing great.
I'd rather have the Bengals in honorable mention and the Rams at
10. Yeah. Exactly.
AFC North. I mean, we have AFC North.
That Rams should not be in
South. South. Excuse me. AFC South. No. I'm sorry. I was looking at the Bengals and thought of that.
Well, no, Jags have
AFC
dropped.
South,
the Jags have dropped
three
straight.
I don't think should have any team in this list.
I'm going to be 100% transparent. Trevor Lawrence needs to stop playing.
Yep.
Trevor Lawrence is not right now.
He's killing his career. Killing his career.
And then Houston's not healthy. CJ Stroud's not playing.
Yep.
And the Colts. They're playing like an honorable mention team, in my opinion.
Every other team,
know.
But see, like
know.
Every second place team right now is 7-7, other than the Browns. The Browns are 9-5.
What are the Bengals? They're 7-7.
8-6. 8-6.
I'm telling you guys, we put the Bengals in honorable mention. We put the Bengals in honorable mention. We put the Rams at 10.
But, I mean, yeah, the Rams are in a wild card spot, but what's keeping them from, like, the Vikings? Have better metrics.
You really think the Vikings are going to beat the Rams right now?
Wait, they just played each other.
Better
defense.
They
just played each other, and the Bengals won.
We're talking about Rams.
No, Bengals and Vikings. Keaton just mentioned the Vikings.
We're talking about the Rams.
Yeah, we're talking about the Rams.
Rams versus
Vikings. I was saying the Vikings are also 7-7.
Yeah, but
I see.
So if you put them up there, then here's my issue. You could argue Jags because they're 8-6, but they've dropped three straight.
Trevor Lawrence also has a concussion right now and won't be playing.
Well, mm-hmm. He probably should wrap it up for the whole year just out of safety, but he won't. Broncos have been playing good football. They got destroyed by the Lions. Vikings offense is so hit or miss. They barely beat the Raiders and then they lost to the Vikings. Or they lost to the Bengals. Rams are the only team that came out with a win last week. And I have to be honest, man, Kyren Williams is a monster.
He's a dog.
He is.
So I think
man breaks a lot of tackles.
I want to do this. I want to go Bengals at 10, Rams honorable mention.
I want to see. They did play each other, and the Bengals won September 25th.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
But that's when both teams weren't hot. I don't mind it. What do you think, Ant?
I said my case.
The Bengals are also on a three-game win streak since losing Joe Burrow. Rams are on a one-game win streak. Bengals have beaten the –
I just also think right now the Rams
beat
have a
the
lot
Jags.
More power. They have a lot more weapons than the Bengals right now. I truly think that.
Not necessarily. I mean, yeah, they have Kyren Williams, but
they
Bengals
Kyren,
just
they
beat,
Cup, they
beat
they have Puka. Yes,
they beat
I definitely
Jags,
think
Colts,
they do.
Vikings, Rams. Obviously, beat the Hawks not too long ago, and then they beat.
And Jamar Chase is injured now.
They put up a good fight against the Ravens, kind of put up a weak fight against the Commanders, and put up a. And beat and put up a really good fight against the Browns. So I wouldn't mind
okay.
moving these.
Hold on.
But...
Okay. Answer this. They play each other right now. Who do you trust more, Browning or Stafford?
Stafford.
Because I think that's what fucking tells us our answer.
It's there. Kyren Williams or Joe Mixon for me.
Okay. Who do you think? There's some key matchups. If they went one-on-one right now, who wins?
I'm taking Rams. I would take the Rams.
I think the Rams win too.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I have been saying. Yeah.
I low-key think – well, I don't want to say this and completely, like, jinx my opinion here, but I low-key think Jake Browning is just having one of those skits. He's doing well. Something is going to blow up in his
moment.
Face, man. Yeah.
Linsanity
like,
moment. Yeah.
He's not a starter. He's not a starter for a playoff team that's going to win a game. Matthew Stafford has done it. I like that.
So – for the first spot that we have in our power rankings, we have – I'm just going to go down the list, one through honorable mention. For one, we have the Niners. Then we have the Ravens. Then we have the Dolphins. Then we have the Cowboys. And then the Lions. Then we have the Bills. And then we got the Eagles. Then, thank God, the Chiefs.
Chiefs at 8.
Yes, Chiefs at 8. Browns are at 9. Rams are at 10. And for our honorable mention, we have the Bengals. Now, realistically, all of us, we've been a little bit iffy on it, but for the 10th spot and honorable mention with the Rams and Bengals.
Okay, good.
Okay, but I will say it's crazy seeing the Chiefs at 8. And I like sucks. It. I like it, but that's insane, too. Bro. Never would have thought that.
Kadarius Toney is the worst player on that team.
Yep. I don't know why he hasn't been benched yet.
Who do they have? Who are they going to bench him for?
Nah, someone that can catch the ball decent.
Dude, he's had two attempts of catching the ball that have bounced straight off of him and turned into interceptions.
Anthony, does fantasy show you how many drops he has?
I mean, technically, I don't think it does,
right?
What do you mean by drops? Like, because I mean, it's showing targets and receptions. So I don't know if you want to.
Oh, here we go. Among the 90 wide receivers who have been targeted at least 35 times this season, Toney has the second highest drop rate, 13.5%, according to True Media. Amazingly, two of his drops have turned into interceptions, one into a pick six, and three would have turned into first downs at huge moments of their respective games. Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, Kansas City leads the NFL with dropped passes or in drop passes with 34. Kadarius Toney claimed four of those drops alongside the NFL's fifth highest drop percentage, 11.8. Now, this was before that Patriots game when he dropped another one that turned into another interception. So.
Just not good.
Yeah, I don't know. Team sucks. Team not stinks. Good. But good. I like seeing this. You know, it's funny because we're getting to that.
Go back to the power rankings. We never announced what our final decision was.
Oh, shit. Okay. Sorry. I have it pulled up.
For the people that are just listening in.
Mm-hmm. Good idea. Good idea, Mike.
Sorry. Jumped a little ahead. Okay. Ant, take us off.
It could go either way, realistically. At that point, it's whatever you feel most comfortable with. I personally felt more comfortable with the Rams being at 10, Bengals at honorable mention. I feel like Zach felt the same way. Keaton wanted opposite. But either way, though, realistically.
Majority wins, so.
Yeah, but I mean, realistically, though, looking at it, like it's fair. Either
I think
way.
It makes
either
sense.
Way. It makes sense.
Yes. It kind of feels like the Bengals are just having one of those stints, you know? Like their luck is eventually gonna dry out.
Yeah.
I think the Rams actually have good talent all around.
They need Joe Burr back. That's what they need.
No. Unfortunately, they will not get him.
Not until next year.
Unfortunately, they won't get him. Unfortunately.
All right. Well, that's our power rankings. Let's talk about the
Put the Joe Burrow on the field.
Let's jump into our week 16 games. So today, if you're watching this on Thursday, we have the Saints at Rams.
Yeah, give me Rams.
Rams as well.
I'm taking the Saints. So
I think it'll be close.
I need the Saints to win, personally.
Yeah, that's fair.
The Bengals, it's Steelers. A little bit.
Bengals, actually.
Give me the Bengals.
Which is weird because I just said no way for the Bengals. They need to be an
honorable mention. I'm a rock with the Steelers at home.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sold with the Steelers. I haven't been in years.
It's Mason Rudolph paying. Mason Rudolph is starting.
No. Yeah.
So.
I'm
not too confident in either of those teams. I'm still going to go to the Steelers. Fuck it.
Cool. All right. Clicked on the wrong thing. Next game we have is the Bills at the Chargers.
The Bills.
It should be a consensus pick. Bills.
Yep.
If the Bills lose the Chargers, they are never making you on the power rankings list for the rest of the season. Sorry. Yep. I don't care. I don't care if they even.
They want to make the playoffs.
I don't care. Like, no.
Yep. Washington Commanders at the Jets. Give me the Commanders.
What a snooze fest. Jesus. Please tell me that's not a primetime game.
It's 11 a.m. on a Sunday. Thank God.
Thank God.
It's at New York?
In New York, yeah. Oh, at MetLife.
Screw it. Give me the Jets.
Yeah, I guess give me the Jets. I don't know. That's a snooze fest.
Yeah, it is. Lions at Vikings. Banger game right here.
Lions, baby.
Lions. Yeah, I'm going to rock with the Lions too, but that's going to be a really good game. That's
I know. It's going to be a really good game.
Oh, wait, all these games are. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Really give me – nice one. Give me – nice. Give me the Lions as well, but close game. Browns at Texans, another banger.
Browns. CJ Stroud isn't playing.
Yep, it's Browns all the way. Poor no Texans. Shot. So much hope. Next year's is going to be a good one. Packers at Panthers. Come on.
Hey, man. Shout out the Panthers.
Real quick. Shout out to the Panthers for their second win of the season last week. Hey, round of applause, everyone. Round of applause, you know?
I picked the Falcons to win their division, and they're disappointing me. Truly.
Yeah, I think we all said the Falcons.
They are, but.
No, we did.
So, no, Zach said the Saints.
Well, we know this one. Oh, yeah, I think it did.
Yeah.
Packers, for sure.
Oh, Packers, yeah.
Give me the Panthers.
Jeez, okay. Keaton.
I'm
on. You're just to meme it up now.
Give me the Panthers. Seriously. No, I'm not. I
really would you bet $1,000 for it?
When I said the Broncos versus the Bills and I said Broncos would win that game, you guys laughed at me.
Okay. Are you willing to put down about $1,000 on that though?
Anthony, you don't have $1,000 to put down. So
we're moving on.
Seahawks. Bad take. Seahawks at Titans.
Seahawks, but I think this might be a trap game, low key.
It can't be. It literally cannot be a trap game,
or it's going to be so close, and Seahawks are going to win it.
I think Seahawks win by a good amount. I think that defense. I think they're starting to heat up, and maybe I'm just saying that, but I don't know. The teams looked better the last few weeks, even though we've only won one of those three games.
Oh, that's fair.
Colts at Falcons. Give me the Colts.
Give me the Colts.
Oh yeah.
By the way, can I say something here? Real quick, while we're on that Falcons topic. Mm-hmm. Falcons. So in our dynasty chat, okay, in that league, someone was saying how Bijan Robinson is one of the biggest busts this season. Now, I want to preface this real quick. Bijan Robinson, I don't think is a bust. I don't think he's a bust at all because the kid's got talent for sure. But what I will say, the Falcons just suck that much and they don't utilize anyone on that team. And I think if they really want to start winning some games and actually try, I think they need to start utilizing these players. Bijan Robinson 1 week got 0.9 points. How do you do that for literally like a star running back that had same ratings as Saquon Barkley before Saquon got into the NFL? Why do you like what? It doesn't make sense. And that's all I'm going
to
say.
It doesn't. Yeah. You need to fire all the coaches for the Falcons, if I'm being honest. Like all of them.
I've been needing to be fired.
OC. Honestly, general manager too.
Every single Arthur one. Smith is the. Okay.
What was the team though? It was Falcons and who?
Colts.
Colts at Falcons.
Give me the Colts.
Jags at Tampa Bay.
Dude, ooh. Give me Tampa.
Give me Tampa Bay.
Give me Tampa.
Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay.
Give it to me.
Yep.
Give it to me.
Okay.
Cowboys at Dolphins.
Well, these two teams are playing. Teams are above 500. They might just score zero.
I know. Dolphins are playing. Finally, a team above 500.
Boys, could this potentially be the matchup?
I guess the Cowboys kind of broke it.
Could this potentially be the matchup of the week, fellas?
No. We have a matchup of the week. Christmas Day.
One versus two. Yeah.
Give me the Cowboys.
I guess the Cowboys did break it playing the Eagles and winning. And I guess Seahawks were above 500 too when they played them, right?
Or
were they
500? So
no.
Where's this at?
Yeah. In Miami.
Yeah, give me Miami. The Cowboys are one of the worst road teams in the league.
They are, but
I just see them.
I don't know. It'll be,
especially if Tyreek plays. It's gonna be one of those weird games.
500 teams, man. They haven't done it in almost 2 years. Cardinals at Bears.
Oh, another
give me the Bears. Bet. Give me the Bears. Yeah.
I'm a Bears too. But, man, that's not a good game.
They choked against the Browns, but give me the Bears. I've got faith.
Okay.
They did. They literally threw that game against the Browns.
I'm looking at the next game.
Patriots at Broncos. If the Broncos don't win by 78 million, Russell Wilson doesn't deserve to be in the NFL.
Patriots, baby. Let's do it.
Oh,
let's
of course.
Do it.
All right.
Okay.
That's fair. I can respect it. I picked the Panthers.
Every single one you've always said Seahawks are winning this. Seahawks are winning this one.
I just said I agree with you and I'll give you that.
You're dogging on me there for a second.
And then I literally just said I just picked the Panthers. I said that. Raiders at Chiefs.
Dude, give me the upset here. Give me the upset.
Raiders. I want to see the Chiefs go down in flames.
Give me the upset.
No offense to all you Chiefs fans out there.
I unironically think the Chiefs are going to lose that game.
No, I think so as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Here's a should be a wallop. Possibly could be a meme matchup. Giants at Eagles.
Oh, no.
If the Eagles don't win by 10, they have something really wrong.
I think they have something wrong already, but they need to win by a lot.
I'm going to go with the Eagles.
I am too.
Eagles. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here's our last
game. Drum roll, ladies and gentlemen.
Is this the matchup?
Right now, the way it turns out, this is the could be Super Bowl matchup.
Oh,
It is the Ravens at San Francisco Monday night, Christmas Day, 6:15. Warriors play at the same time, so I will not be watching. But Zach, I'm going to start with you. I feel like you're going to pick the Ravens, huh?
Yeah, absolutely not. I'm rolling with the MVP and Brock.
He's not the MVP.
Also, Brock Kyle Hamilton is not the MVP. Saying that. Kyle Hamilton is saying that he feels disrespected. Dude, you're 5.5-point underdogs to the best team in the league. Shut your mouth.
I don't know. It's going to be a good game.
Niners. But Niners by 7.
I do think the Niners are going to take this.
Yes.
And if the Niners let's rock with it, boys. Let's rock with it.
I don't care. I'm at the point now where it's like, okay, if the Niners win the Super Bowl this year, I will accept every ounce of Dookie that I've talked for 5 years. And honestly, we could do it live on stream. It'll just be a roast of Keaton's bad takes. But until then, I'm praying for your guys' downfall. I truly am. So,
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Yeah. Well, that's
no more comments for me. Game by game. That's all I want to say. Go Niners, baby.
Yeah. Well, Anthony, is there anything you want to say before we wrap up?
No, Zach, I just, hopefully the Niners don't lose in the, in the playoffs like they've done in the past 5 years, Hopefully they don't choke it again. I'm being out there for you. I'm being there for you, man. I'm just trying to say, man, I really, really hope they don't.
You're being condescending, Dick.
Maybe just a little bit.
But, I really hope they don't.
Really?
Keen's not even hiding it.
I really hope Brock Purdy doesn't throw an interception.
Dude, guys, it would be so sad if someone mailed anthrax to Brock Purdy's house. None of our viewers, don't do this. Don't go to Brock Purdy's house with a bomb. Don't do it. Don't do it. And if you don't do it, I will mail you a very special gift. CIA, that's a joke. Okay.
Definitely do it. I mean, don't.
No, don't do it. But if you guys do it, I'll give you guys a super cool gift. So. Well, that's everything. Thanks for tuning in to our episode. Next week will be a very fun one since playoffs will be decided for the most part for some teams. I don't know. It's going to be a really exciting week next week. We're going to really see some good stuff. So Merry Christmas to everyone.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, or happy holidays, whatever it is.
Happy holidays.
So,
happy Hanukkah.
Please like and subscribe. Thank you for listening. We're out.
Yeah.